tuned in to the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the World's Most Pointless Podcast. Welcome back to the Audio Asylum. I am your host, Joe, and I need a fucking haircut, and I'm going to take a drink of water. And I'm here with Tina.
What it do, baby?
Sup, guys? So, I'm just going to get right into it. So this episode, I wanted to do it last year, but to be perfectly honest, I don't think I was in the right frame of mind to do this episode last year. So, this is an episode to promote, like, Suicide Awareness Month, even though it's the end of the month. I don't think there should be a month for it. I just think people need to take this seriously more throughout the whole entire year, every single day. Mm-hmm. So, to keep this lighthearted, though, and to not get super heavy, so, like, you can have some laughs while you listen to this and reflect when you listen. I can't remember the fucking name of the website. But, I printed out 15 questions that, like, kind of that, like, you would get to learn about somebody if you never met them before. And I feel like me and Tina might wind up learning about each other as we answer these as well. So,
you learn something new every day.
Word. Tina, before we start, let them know what your job title is and your college major and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So, right now, I am currently a DSP. I work with adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and I'm going back for my master's in clinical mental health counseling to become a certified clinical mental health counselor, and I currently also have my CASAC, which is Credential Alcohol and Substance Abuse Counselor, so I could also give counseling services to addicts as well.
That's fire. I didn't know that certificate was for that.
Oh, you see, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what that was for.
Yeah, I could literally give counseling to addicts.
That's wild. Okay.
I'm certified by the state of New York.
Word. All right, so I guess, like, hopefully we don't cry on this, because some of these questions are pretty fucking deep.
I really hope not, because I don't want
to
cry.
To be perfectly honest with you. But
goodness.
But, I mean, I think some of these are fun, because I'll be honest, when I looked at these, I didn't answer them in my head. I just thought they were good questions, copied and pasted, and I was like, that's it.
Awesome.
Joe and Danny kind of did something similar to this on the basement yard, too, so shout out for the kind of idea.
Woo, like, woo.
So, alright, question number one.
Do you want to do this in a, like, I don't know, like, I, like, ask you one question, you answer, then you ask me the set, like, how do you want to go through this?
I think we can both answer each question, maybe I read, you answer, I answer, you read.
Okay.
I answer, you answer.
Go for it.
Okay, cool. Alright, so number one, what does a perfect day for you consist of? Like, your ideal day.
My ideal day?
Yeah.
Okay. My ideal day is for it to be, like, crisp, like, cold outside. Like, honestly, weather-wise, like, in between, like, the end of October, beginning of November.
Okay.
Like, crisp, like, cold outside. It's also dark and gloomy. Like, leaves all over the floor. Halloween decorations still hung up. Like, that's, like, the outside. Just a whole bunch of weed would make me so happy. That's ice cream is the wave. Anytime I go into an ice cream store, they're like, oh, hello, Tina. Here's your cup of free ice cream.
He also sent us as the ice cream truck was coming by.
Man, I think, honestly, that's it.
Really? Yeah, dude.
Yes, just going to every ice cream store I can to get free ice cream. Just smoke a whole bunch of weed on a crisp, like, cold, like, October day.
So this is a very chill day with some ice cream and marijuana.
I am super simple. I'm not demanding, I promise.
Alright, that's fair. I think for me, it would just be, like, getting done everything I tell myself I want to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing I would love to do is just, like, wake up at 6. That's been a big mission of mine for, like, 3 fucking years now.
It really has been. Like,
like, to start my day at 6 o'clock and, you know, get an early breakfast and go to the gym. Go to work, and if I don't have work, come home and be productive in editing or writing down creative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my day would just have to be, like, gym, creativity, I agree with the weather thing. October, November weather, sweater weather, fire.
But, and then you have the windows wide open and then your candles are on in your basement.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my god, it is the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah, like that, and then like, I guess like ending the afternoon and the night off, like probably spending it with some friends. And like having one, maybe a few small drinks to end the night off. And it does.
Honestly speaking, like not gonna lie though.
Like if it's a weekend.
More so, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I know, like, the fall season is here when, like, I go to Joe's house on a Sunday afternoon, and that crisp, cold air when it's, like, the sun is about to start going down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I get all the feels when, like, I come into your house and then, like, I'm here on a Sunday night.
There's just a certain lighting down here.
It's like an energy, it's a vibe, like, it's just something, like, undescribable that happens, like, when you do that. And I have to do the same exact thing with my other best friend's house. Like, when I'm at her house during the day on a Sunday, playing Parcheesi and smoking a blunt with her and her grandmother. Like, that's another type of thing that I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Word. I think that's pretty much my answer. Just gym, creativity, October, November weather, sweater weather, and end that by spending some time with friends, listening to music, having a few drinks, bullshitting.
Facts.
You want to read number two?
Sure. What is your favorite hobby to do alone?
I can't answer that on the show.
Big bold words in the fine print, it says alone.
Yo. Okay, I don't even know if I ever told you I do this. You're gonna learn about it. I'm about to be really nerdy up in here.
Alright, what's up?
Alright, so, like, something I've always done since I was kind of younger, and I still do it as an adult, and I really enjoy myself when I do this, I don't know why, I'll play, like, the WWE video games, mm-hmm. but, like, I'll fantasy book, like, a whole story on, like, in my head. Like,
oh my god, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so like I like recently like fantasy booked the whole invasion angle, like when WCW invaded WWF.
Yeah.
And I have all the old characters in the latest game, so like I made Goldberg beat the shit out of Stone Cold, and then like The Rock comes and saves him.
Oh my
and
god.
Like so like I like get lost for like 2 hours like in my fantasy wrestling world.
Oh my god.
Like in a video game.
That's
like,
so cool.
That, and I think the creative process of coming up with these videos and podcast episodes, mm-hmm. like, I enjoy sitting down and trying to come up with an idea, which is kind of what I do with those video games. I'm kind of like, oh, what would be cool that isn't on TV?
Yeah.
But also with the podcast and YouTube and music, just sitting down in my brain being like, what can I do that my friends or family would think is funny or entertaining?
Yeah,
so for
exactly.
me, that's what I like to do when I'm alone.
Hmm. That's cool. My favorite hobby to do alone. Well. Honestly speaking, I like to read.
Really?
I like reading. Like, I like reading, but I like reading more so, like, the Psychology Today magazines, to be honest with you, because, like, I'm a psych major, obviously, and a counselor, and, like, me personally, like, my counselor and social worker hat is never off as much as I want it to get off my head. It's never off my head. I had to make a work phone call when I'm not even at work.
Sheesh.
Like, so, for me, I like to read and I like to learn a lot about, like, different things in terms of, like, different type of psychiatric practices that go on nowadays or, like, medications or, like, past psychologists that have found this type of invention or that type of therapy, like, or what scientists are now saying about, like, human personality, human behavior, the brain, like, I like, that shit is cool as hell.
I didn't know, like, you go, like, back home and read. Like, you read magazines? Like, full-on magazines?
Yeah. I have a couple of them at home. I'm actually
cool.
about to subscribe to the Psychology Today, so that way they'll charge me monthly for the magazine. They'll just send it to my house. I'm about to start doing it again.
That's actually really cool. That's interesting. Oh, I guess another thing, like, if you have another one, you can say it too. I get really lost in the wormhole of YouTube with, like, and this is a new thing. This has been, like, a five-month new thing where, like, I look up a lot of bands we listen to, and I look up when they were, like, playing clubs, like, before, like, they had, like...
That's pretty cool!
Like, dude, I stayed up for hours, like, 2 weeks ago, watching, like, Tool videos, like, when they were, like, in, like, rooms, like, this big. Like, wow. I don't know what about it is, like, so fascinating to me.
I think, like, it's just going back on history, in a sense. Because, like, yeah. You get so amped up and excited to see these people that you sometimes want to know, like, where exactly they came from. Like, was the crowd really feeling them back in the day? Or, like, were they just literally nobodies and then they just became an overnight success? Like, it's interesting shit. It's history, literally.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Since I said a second one, do you have a second thing that you like to do?
A favorite hobby to do. I did at one point. I was really into baking. I used to throw it the fuck down.
I vaguely remember. Vaguely.
I did. But, like, you know how it is. Like, you move from house to house. And, dude, the house that I'm in now, my kitchen is so small. It's, like, smaller than this room, literally. It's, like, half of this room. So, and then to top it, like, I live with six people. So, it's, like, how am I ever going to get into the kitchen at that point?
Yeah.
So, I kind of, like, forgot it. And I guess I replaced it with smoking weed. So, yeah, smoking weed, I guess, will be my second favorite thing to do alone.
Okay.
Given the choice, who is one person, living, dead, or famous, who you would want to spend a full day with?
Wow, that's hard.
Damn.
Because I feel like if I go the famous route, it's such an obvious, like, answer for people who know me. But then again, nah, I feel like maybe my...
But this is pretty broad. It says living, dead, or famous.
Yeah.
So you could pick somebody that's, like, currently alive. You could pick someone that died.
That's true, too. I, like... Do you have somebody while I'm sitting here thinking of my answer?
Yeah, I do.
Who?
Man. I would have picked my Uncle Johnny. No. Actually, I take that back. I would have picked my mom's mom, who died when my mom was 7.
So, great-grandma?
She would have been my grandmother from my mom's side, my mom's mom.
Gotcha.
My mom's mom died when my mom was 7, and I never got to meet her because she had died in a 4th of July fire accident in the building.
Oh, wow.
So my mom never really knew who she was either, and I always kind of wanted to meet her because, like, she just had an interesting family. Like, she just had basically an instant, like, dynamic, but... Apparently, like, she was, like, an alcoholic, and, like, there were certain, like, drugs that she did this, that, or the third, so it kind of just makes me wonder, like, compared to how, like, you know who my mom is, Joe, like, you know how she is, right?
Yeah.
Like, because my mother's mother wasn't around to raise my mother, like, it kind of makes me wonder, like, how my mom would have actually ended up being, like, if my mom's mom was around.
Yeah, I get what
you're saying. So it's, like, I kind of want to sit with her mother and kind of, like, ask questions or just, like, spend the day with her, like, kind of, like, understanding and knowing, like, who she is.
Yeah. So, wow, your answer changed my answer.
It's either that or 110,000% it would have been my Uncle Johnny.
Okay.
He was, like, everything to me growing up. And then when I... Little fact for people at home, I actually was born and raised in the Bronx. I left the Bronx at 7 years old and I moved to Houston, Texas. Then my Uncle Johnny got sick, and then we had to relocate back to New York, and my Uncle Johnny actually died 2 weeks after I moved back to New York.
Oh, yeah, you were just telling me the story recently when we were in the car.
Yeah, so then we ended up, it was just too expensive to have to move back to Texas, and my family wanted to move from Texas back to New York anyway, so we ended up just staying here, and yeah.
But I think
I, like, barely got to spend any time. Like, literally, I think I saw him once, like, within the 2-span week that we were there, and then he died. So, like, I didn't even get to, like, say goodbye or anything like that.
Yeah.
And he was, like, literally the only, like, male adult figure I had. Because, like, yeah, my dad was around and stuff like that, but, like, I didn't have a good relationship with my dad back in the day, like, how I do now. Like, my relationship with my father is, like, insane. Like, I can't believe I even have the relationship I do with him.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have that back in the day with my dad, but, like, I have my Uncle Johnny, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I think for me, it would be a toss-up between my dad and my grandpa, Chris. We didn't meet when my grandpa Chris was alive. He passed away before we met. He used to live in the basement next door, basement apartment, and he was just, like, he used to do Santa for the kids in the neighborhood. And, like, we would drive him around the neighborhood all in our friends' families' houses every night. And he would come in, like, Santa for all the kids with, like, a big, huge bag. and stuff and give him gifts.
Oh my god, that's so sweet.
And, like, he would, like, I vaguely remember, like, going fishing when I was really little with him. But, like, not on a boat, like, near, like, the edge of, like, a lake, kind of, mm-hmm. like that. And, like, there was some bar that he used to go to that I vaguely remember hanging out at, too. Maybe it was the Redwood Club, I can't remember. But, like, I felt like I was too young to, like, appreciate, like, and remember those memories, you know what I mean? I feel like my cousins were really close to him. Like, Sean, Colin, and Dylan, like, were super close. Like, I remember, like, they were, like, real, like, hurt by it, like, when he passed away. Like, real bad. Not that
your
I
Your grandpa wasn't. Chris came from whose side? Your mom or your dad's?
I want to say my mom's. Yeah, my mom's side. Yeah.
So, grandpa Chris, he was then...
And Cookie and grandma's father.
Oh, I remember seeing pictures of him. Yeah. I know who you talk, because I'm not going to lie, like, I feel like I remember seeing a picture of, like, an older man in a suit.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know if that's the same person he's talking about, but when you said the Santa thing, I'm like, oh, wait, I think that is the same man. Yeah, yeah. I've seen a lot of pictures of him.
Yeah, I felt like I was a little too young to, like, get to, like, kind of, like, remember anything I ever did with him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'd, like, want to, like, sit down with him for a full day. And I think the other answer would obviously be my dad. Because I didn't get to, like, have that... He passed away when I was super young, for those listening. So, I, like, just remember really vague stuff about him, too. Like, he loved boxing. And, like, we had a boxing bag, like, in our basement. Or, like, somewhere in the house. I can't remember if it was basement. I feel like, if he was still alive, I'm not... Like, I would have, like... Nobody would have bullied me, probably. And I'm not saying that as a guilt thing towards him, because, like, he boxed and stuff. I felt like I would have been trained to be a... cold-blooded killer with my fist.
Like, your upbringing would have been a little bit different.
Yeah, and I remember he was good at pool, too.
Like, oh, that's cool.
I remember we had a pool table, so... I do often think, like, about, like, what would have been different, like, if, like...
That's pretty interesting, because not for nothing, you are pretty good at pool.
I get really lucky. Mike is really good at pool.
I don't know. I feel like when you play pool, like, you do pretty well for yourself. So now that you're saying that about your dad, I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, and then, like, when I did those free kickboxing classes 2 years ago...
Yeah.
Like, I remember my mom, may she rest in peace, too, always used to tell me, like, when I was little, like, that dad had, like, a real, like, strong, like, right hand, like, a right cross. Mm-hmm. I remember my grandma telling me that, too. And I remember, like, he had me doing combos, this guy, 2 years ago, on, like, the pads. Mm-hmm. And, like, he, like, shook one off. And he's like, you had a strong right cross, man. And I was like...
Yowie!
Yeah, I was like, I've heard that before. Like, so that's kind of cool.
That is really cool.
So yeah, it would definitely be my dad and my grandpa. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert? Why? So should you define those for people at home that might not know?
Yeah, so an introvert
is... A little teary-eyed over here on that last one.
Yeah, woo! Oh, do you want a shot of alcohol?
No, okay.
Okay, right. So, an introvert is basically somebody who has the personality that they're more to themselves. They stay to themselves. They don't really give a lot of information about themselves. They're not really outgoing people. They're shy. They're people that just don't like other people. They just want to be staying away from everything, of all things. They're the type of people in school that if you're looking for... Let me think. What's the best example? If you basically go to school, they're basically the type of people that they're the last to get picked for like kickboxing or for volleyball, because they're just very to themselves. They don't socialize with others. Whereas an extrovert is the exact opposite. They talk with everybody. They're the popular kids. They
like
speak
Mike
highly.
Is an extrovert.
Mike is extremely an extrovert to 100% T. Yeah. Mike is an extrovert, and he always will be. But extrovert people are just, they're very outgoing, they're very carefree more times. Like, those are most are extroverts.
Yeah, so what do you consider yourself? I feel like I know the answer.
It's hard because I feel like I'm a little bit of both.
That was my answer, too.
So it's, like, it's hard because I'm very to myself, like, very, very to myself when it comes to talking about, like, my personal life or just things about me. But, like, if I'm out with, like, people, like, I'm meeting other people, like, I'll have anxiety about it. But then once I'm there, like, I'm an extrovert. Like, I introduce myself. Like, I meet other people without a problem. I hold down a conversation. So that's why I'm like, it's a little tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would be.
I feel like I want to say I'm an introvert because, like, I just, like, am a nervous wreck. When I go out 90% of the time. But then again, I feel like I'm not as bad as I used to be. I think if you break the ice with me, mm-hmm. I'm an extrovert. Like, if the ice is broken with me from somebody I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be in the middle, too. I'll put it this way. It's hard for me to break conversation if I don't know you. Like...
That's it, yeah.
And it's not because I don't like you, and sometimes it might not even be because I'm shy. Because I have the back of my head confidence where, like, I could go up to this person. Mm-hmm. But then also I'm like, but what if they don't like me?
Yeah, that's a fact.
But if you, like you introduced Shanice to me that time for your birthday, and, like, me and her, like, engaged in conversation. Mm-hmm. So there, I feel like I'd be an extrovert. Like, I don't know. I'm both. I think I'm both.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah. Yeah. We're both a little bit of both.
I'm easy to talk to if you talk to me first.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, people telling, like, their personal business, like, I'm all of an extrovert. Yeah. But I feel like it's because I have, like, that, like I said, that counselor and social worker kind of, like, mentality and hat on, like, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365-0. Like,
yeah.
That's just what it is.
I feel that.
So... Because trust me, there are times where, like, I'm hanging out with people that I don't know, people that I barely know, people that I've met for the first time ever, and they're just telling me their personal business about how, like, they suffer from anxiety or how, like, they, like, were just in some bad shit when they were, like, a few years ago, and, like, they just go completely in. But I don't know if it's because, like, I have, like, a welcoming demeanor with stuff like that. Like, just recently, I had a friend who... He's a good friend of mine. He had called me and told me something that was, like, going on and that was bothering him that I was surprised that he actually reached out to me and, like, spoke with me about.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, like, we were cool and, like, we speak and stuff like that every now and then. We always goof off and have a great time whenever we see each other. But it was just something very personal and intimate that I was surprised that we had spoken about, which made me, in a way, feel good, because it's, like, I felt good at the fact that, like, that person trusted me with such information.
Yeah.
To, like, kind of, like, speak on and, like, tell, like, how, like, they feel about it and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Feel that.
Extroverts represent.
Word.
What is your favorite movie of all time? How did it speak to you on an emotional level? If so, how?
That's such a hard question. I like so many movies. The Wedding Singer didn't speak to me on an emotional level. It's just one of my favorite movies. I don't know.
That's a good...
No, you know what? It kind of proves that love prevails in the end. I mean, for me... I don't know if that's true. No, I don't know. I can watch The Dark Knight over and over and over and over and over and never get sick of it. How I'd relate to it on an emotional level, I guess it sounds kind of corny, but kind of like that inner struggle that Batman has to face within himself, where he's like, do I save this person or do I save this person? And, like, he's risking his relationship with Alfred, and not only Alfred, but with Rachel. And I always kind of feel like I have, like, a weird sense of morality myself that, like, you've seen it, like, some shit happens to one of my friends or me, and,
yeah.
Oh, man, do I want to get revenge and right the wrong? But then also there's this other side of me that's like, there's a lot of repercussions if I go and do that. For me, that would be that.
Well, you pretty much took my whole answer and explanation to what I was going to say, because you know The Dark Knight is my favorite movie. Oh. So I kind of had to reconfigure what news, like, second movie was my favorite on an emotional level. So let's try this again. favorite movie that has an emotional connection to it. Honestly speaking, the last Avengers movie.
Really? Endgame?
I cried dumb hard. Like, oh my god, Tony Stark is dead. Like, oh my god. Tony Stark is dead. Black Widow's finally getting her movie after she's dead. Like, yeah.
You're emotionally shot from this.
Oh my god, yeah. That movie fucked me up. I'm still a little fucked up from that movie, to be honest with you.
Same.
If not that movie, then, It Chapter 2.
Oh, I still haven't seen it. No spoilers. No spoilers.
What an emotional rollercoaster. I swear to you, the entire movie, I was sitting in the chair like this, and I was like that the rest of the movie. Like, I literally was on the edge of my seat. It was insane. Like, I cried twice on two separate occasions. Twice.
I gotta go see that fucking movie.
That was a fantastic movie. You really need to see it.
Well, here we go. We're deep into it. We're going into waters now.
What's the next one?
What are you most thankful for?
Thankful to be alive every day.
Facts. I think it's my friends and my family. Like, I may not say a lot to my family because I just don't want them to worry. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, like, without you and Mike and fucking Drew and Gaston and Lauren and I like, the list goes on. I'm very thankful that I have the group of friends I have in my life now, mm-hmm. compared to maybe who I was surrounding myself with 2 years prior to this.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can't name one out of the bunch that I feel uneasy about now, as where we would have these conversations 2 years ago and I'd be like, eh.
Yeah, I remember those.
Like, so-and-so, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But now, like, and we're, you know, you get, like, no friendship is perfect. So every now and then you get annoyed at somebody or something they do or like, something like that. But I trust wholeheartedly every single friend I have right now. So I'd say I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, I feel that. Definitely. Aww. Pull it on my heartstrings, guys. What do you think is... Ooh. This is an X... You ready?
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about you from others? An excellent question for Joe.
You want to go first?
You can go first. No.
To be honest, this was the only question I thought about the past 2 days since I found the questions.
Really?
Yeah, I swear I didn't think about any other answer but this answer. I think it's that people think I actually hate them. I really think, or that, like, I have disdain for another person. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, have my opinions about people, like, I won't get into all of it on the show, but I feel like as time goes on, I'm beginning to get more comfortable about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, a lot of shit happened last summer. And if you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not listening to this, you can open that into interpretation. I'm not going to air dirty laundry out. But I feel like anything that had to do with any of those two situations that happened to me at the end of last summer, I feel like those people think I hate them.
And, like, interesting.
I don't hate, like, I may not want to have association with them, and that's not out of hate, that's not out of jealousy, it's just, like, you're not my kind of person, but, like, I can't find, like, that, like, part of me, like, I don't know why people think that, I'm pretty sure people do, because I've heard it before.
Like, that's crazy.
Joe, like, hates me or whatever it is, and it's like, I don't hate you, like, I just, like, you're not my kind of human being, like, mm-hmm. or we've been through stuff and, like, I just don't want anything to do with you anymore. Like, I don't hate people. I'm not out to get people. I think that's the biggest thing, that I'm out to get somebody too. Like, that's something I've heard before too. Like,
that's crazy.
I think that's people's biggest misconception about me. I'm not that kind of person.
I really don't know what would be the biggest misconception for me. Because there was a certain point, because there was a certain point in time where a couple years ago, a lot of people used to tell me that I was actually a very intimidating person.
I forgot who said that to you.
It was quite a bit of people who said that to me. That's why a lot of people at a certain point were like, yeah, like, you know, like, whenever we saw you, like, in the street, like, we never said hi because, like, we were afraid, like, you're an intimidating person. And I don't understand why, because I guess I must have, like, resting bitch face, because to be honest with you, I really do, and it's really fucking bad. But I'm really not like that, I swear to you. Like, as long as you don't, like, take a piss on my foot, like, in the middle of the street, I'm not going to be upset with you or afraid to, like, bark at you or anything.
I remember, like, us having this conversation about who said it to you, but I can't remember who said it off the top. You don't have to say it on the thing.
Nah, bro, it was quite a bit of people. Yeah. They were, like, feeling like, oh, like, you're intimidating, and I'm like, but then in a certain aspect, like, that for many, many years, like, I always was, like, trying to, like, downplay people and tell them, no, I'm not like that, like, I'm really not like that, I swear to God, but, like, it's gotten to a point where I think I'm older and grown now that it's, like, I've embraced it.
Yeah.
So it's now, it's just, like, so what, motherfucker? Yeah. Like,
at a certain point,
like, I stopped doing it. I'm just like, oh, come on, like, guys, I'm not like that, like, I swear, and now I'm just like, alright, the fuck you on? Yeah. Like, that's just how I've gotten.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
How have you grown in the past 2 years, and what do you wish to improve on?
How have you grown? I mean, my tits have grown. That's been a real problem. Anyways.
Wish we had a drum sound effect. Put them.
How have you grown? How have I grown? I think that I've become more aware, if that makes any sense. Meaning that, how have I gone in the past 2 years? I've become more aware in terms of, like, my surroundings, like, with people, with things, with places. I've also kind of stopped holding certain expectations on people. Like, there are certain people that I have expectations for, and then there are certain people that I shouldn't have expectations for.
Yeah.
So, then that, like, that has also changed the last, like, 2 years. I feel like I've grown professionally, like, in terms of, like, my education, in terms of, like, my work. Like, I've grown professionally in both those fields and learning, like, how to be, like, the best that I could be at my job and, like, who I am as a person. And what do I wish to improve on? Honestly, I wish to improve my nothing.
No,
I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm like, that's a dick response. No, seriously. I really honestly wish to actually improve my public speaking skills. Like, I'm pretty good at, like, public speaking, but I just wish
I could improve it. This is public speaking right now. It's just being recorded on a microphone.
I be forgetting what I'm doing sometimes. surrounding.
I think it's public speaking.
Technically, yeah, because you're recording it live right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't know. Like, I wish to improve, like, on that, like, in terms of, like, my career, my education. Like, I want to improve and stuff like that. Like, I want to improve, like, with, like, the podcast stuff, too. Like, just stuff like that.
Gotcha. What's the question? How have you grown in the past 2 years? What do you wish to improve on? I think I'm a lot more level-headed now than I was 2 years ago.
You definitely are.
Hot 2 years ago. And I still think 2 years ago I was, like, a good person. It wasn't like I was a bad person, but, like, I'd get mad, like, real quick.
Yeah.
Like, I was an emotional... But I think now, like, I may get, like, real hot and heavy, like, in a 5-minute moment, and then, like, I take a step, and I'm like, like, chill out, like, it ain't that bad.
Like, calm down, Sporky.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Like, I think I'm better at, like, pulling myself back, like, from getting so, like, emotional about shit, because I'm an emotional dude. And I think I've learned how to level myself out.
Honestly speaking, also, my temper has gotten better.
Yeah, temper. Like. That's yeah, a good word, yeah.
Now really thinking about it, I used to have a really quick fuse with certain... Never, like, professionally, though. Yeah. Like, my workplace, I always had patience.
Oh, yeah, I leave my temper.
Like,
door,
my temper yeah. is at... Like, literally, the second I walk out of the door from my house, my temper is in the house.
Yeah, same.
So, I feel like my temper did get a little bit better.
Yo, you let Dom fucking have it the other day, though. I'm not gonna say about what, but he...
You know, sometimes we relapse. That's a part of the recovery process. I'm a counselor, I would know. So, screw you.
Yeah. I was just saying, what do I wish to improve on? I honestly wish to improve on two things. The content of this, whether it's the videos or the audio, and reaching a bigger audience. I just want to, like... If I'm making you laugh, or we're making you laugh, or entertaining you, and just taking your mind off of whatever you go through throughout the day, that's why I do this stuff. It's not going to be famous or anything, so I just want to improve on the content and reaching a bigger audience. And my self-confidence from a social aspect, like when I go out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to make myself a more approachable guy. Because somebody told me recently, and they were a female, they said... You're approachable, Joe, but it's very obvious when you're uncomfortable, and that makes you unapproachable. And she didn't mean it in a mean way. So.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, I'd like to work on that.
Alright.
One person you are never afraid to talk about anything. Fuck, I feel like that's going to be a hard answer for me, because I feel like I have two.
I only have one.
Who?
You.
Really? You're one of my answers.
I'm not even... I swear on everything, I am not saying it because we are on this show right now. I am not saying it because we are on, like, reading questions off a podcast. It's literally you. Like, I feel like I literally can't talk about anything with, like, anyone but you. Because, like, I don't know. You just... You give me this free, like, open space to kind of tell you anything. And I feel like I'm not about to get judged for, like, what I'm about to say or, like... Just anything in that type of manner. So I always, like... And then just even, like, the last, like, few years, like, I've met different people. And, like, I've confided in different people and stuff like that. Like, I always realize that, like, at the end of the day, like, I can't really talk about any, like, certain things with certain people. But you're one of those people. You and my mom both. My mom, well... Yeah, my mom does count on this because... Love you, Mom. But, no, it's you.
I appreciate that. Well, you're one of my answers, too. I know it says one, but I think I have to say the other person, too. But definitely you. I think, like, we've always been cool, but something about the past 5 years, like...
I definitely, yeah, like, me and Joe have known each other for a very long time. We've been friends already almost 10 years going on at this point. Like, already almost a decade we've been friends. But the last 5 years have been, like, extremely, like, more tight-knit and, like...
It's to the point where, like, if one of us goes somewhere without the other, it's like, where's...
Yeah, it's like where's the other one? Yeah. Exactly, like, or if one's on vacation going, like, out of state or going away for a few days, the other one's just like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, yeah. It's gotten like that.
I think it's definitely... You're definitely part of that answer because, like, when shit was going real south 5 years ago, like, you were the... only person that was, like, listening to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, a big thing with me is trust, and I was like, please don't tell this person, please don't tell this person, like, I trust you, and that, like, never was an issue with us. Yeah. And I also don't feel judged when I told you something in a car, like, a month or two ago that I was very embarrassed to say. I'm not gonna say it on the show. It was before we went to the city for, Alani and Steven's thing.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
very embarrassed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I spoke about you, but I was very comfortable bringing it up to you. Mm-hmm. And I think the other person is Drew. I
honestly could see that, yeah.
I can go to Drew if my dick fell off. Like, I'm convinced, like, Drew I can talk to literally about anything. And just like I can with you, but sometimes there's guy shit that, like, you just, like...
No, absolutely, yeah. Like, yeah. No, I get that.
And... Yo, to be honest, if anything ever happened to Drew, mm-hmm. like, this is all getting deleted. Like, all this stuff is gone.
What's getting deleted?
Well, like, the audio. So I don't know if I'd continue the show if anything happened to Drew. Because he was the first guest,
mm-hmm.
and he was the first person to sit down here with me when I had the idea, when we first started hanging out, until this day. he takes part in it.
Yeah.
I feel like if anything happened to him, like, that's it. Like, I don't think I would do a show anymore.
I could get that, yeah.
But but you too, definitely. I could go to you too about anything. And that's not to discredit my other friends, but
there's... No, absolutely. No, same here. Like...
There's just a certain, like...
You just have a different type of relationship. Every single person you encounter, you have just a different type of relationship with them, no matter what.
Yeah, there's certain shit that, like, you're gonna understand that, like...
Somebody else Denzel may not wouldn't. Understand. Like, it just happens.
Or there's certain shit that Drew would get that Mike wouldn't get. And even with Mike, there's certain stuff I tell Mike that maybe, like, other people wouldn't get. Like, you know what I mean? So I think those are my answers.
You also gotta remember we've also been best friends for almost 10 years now too. Yeah, so exactly. Technically speaking, me and Drew are actually the two that are like right there, like in terms of knowing you the longest as well, like and having that relationship with you.
Yeah.
If you could tell your former self one thing right now, what would it be?
Chill out. It's not that serious.
That's good.
Or stop trying to help everyone. I think I shot myself in the foot a lot of times in high school, getting involved in a lot of my friends' business, including yours at times, trying to be Superman and and inflict my morals upon people. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have told myself, like, just chill. Like, you can't help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a good friend to everyone. That's what I would have told myself.
One thing I would have told myself is, honestly, to brace myself, to be honest with you, because there was a point in time where I never thought that things were going to change, like, and how I was as a person, and, like, how I perceived things, and how, like, I acted, like, with myself, I thought was never going to change.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad that my perception about myself has definitely and drastically changed. Like, there was a point in time where I was embarrassed with myself. I don't really feel like that anymore. Because not that I feel like I have to prove anything to anybody, but it's just one of those things where I became more comfortable in my own skin in a certain way. So I feel like one thing I would definitely tell myself is, like, brace yourself, because, like, change does happen. You are going to change. You are going to grow. You are going to get better at your craft and everything you do.
Word. I feel that. I should have told myself that shit, too. you read now, right? Or what did I read? Oh, no, you just read.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
We're podcasters. What are some things you wish to try that you've never tried before?
Well, does that have to be one specific thing, or like...
No, it's just what are some things.
Some things, okay. What are some things you wish to try that you have never tried before? Okay. Well, for food, I would always wanted to try frog legs.
Frog legs?
Yes. I don't know why. I just always wanted to try some things. I always wanted to learn actually how to play guitar. Some other things. I actually also wanted to start hiking. That's something I've always wanted to do, was to go hiking, like, in a mountain or, like, in a lake, like, upstate, or somewhere, like, in a wooded area, like, in PA.
That's cool. I went hiking one time, and I busted my fucking ass. If my cousins were here, they would tell you the story. I fell off a rock onto another rock. It sucked.
I really, really want to go hiking. And, like, really try.
Hiking and frog legs?
Yeah.
I think I've always been, like, a little too scared to try different food. But as of late, like, that friggin' travel channel, man, makes you hungry. Like, all the food shows they have.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like to get out there and just try, like, a lot of, like, food I've never tried before. Like, you know, I've never had lobster.
You've never had lobster?
I've never had lobster.
Well, lobster's pretty expensive, but lobster's really good.
I've never had lobster. There's a lot of shit I haven't had. I would like to just try new... Like, I've never had Thai food.
Thai food's not bad.
Like, there's a bunch of things, like, that food-wise, like, I want to expand, like, on...
Do you like seafood?
It's very hit or miss for me.
Okay, so at least you're not, like, you're not hesitant to not try it.
I don't like fried fish. I like grilled fish. Like, I've had, like some kind of grilled fish thing before. I like that. Sushi's very hit or miss for me. Like, Joel just kind of got me on a big sushi binge. Like, lately. Like, he had me try, like, a California roll, and I was like, oh my god, this is fucking amazing. Like,
yeah, I actually really need to get on my sushi thing. I tried it, like, when I was younger, and I didn't like it, but I was younger.
Same.
So I'm like, I feel like now that I'm older and grown, like, my taste buds have changed. My taste buds have changed drastically within the last, like, couple of years. Like, I like all that, like, exotic stuff now.
Yeah.
That, like, you would never think, like, would even taste good is actually pretty bomb as hell.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's food, and I've always, ever since I was a little kid, I say this to Tina and everybody all the time, I want to go to Canada so bad.
Yeah, like, that's a fact.
I want to, like, try to, like, go to Canada and, like, fucking do a podcast out there with, like, a stranger. Like, I think that'd be really cool.
That's a fact. Do you have any regrets? If you feel comfortable, tell me what and why.
I feel like this answer 2 months ago would have been different. I don't think I do anymore. I think 2 months ago my answer would have been, yeah, I want to get closure with certain people. And I don't think I want that anymore. Not in a negative way, I just think I'm, like, over it. I don't think I regret anything in my life. Even the mistakes that I'm embarrassed of, because they kind of turned me into, like, who I am now. And who I am now the past 5 years, I think, is a way better person than who I was previously, even though I'm still young. You know what I regret? Not taking these hobbies, because I used to do that Dead Cell Hard Rock Radio thing with Graves and Chris, and I used to play guitar when I was in high school. I wish I would have took those hobbies more serious when I was younger. That is the one regret I have. I wish I would have took those way more serious when I was 17, 18.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, focus on all that social high school drama.
I honestly only have two. My first one is the fact that I actually never pursued a career working with animals. I feel like I was kind of always meant to be, like, a veterinarian, but instead I went down the human services track, and I feel like now it's just too late, like, I can't go back and do it. And I know that everyone says anything is possible, but I already took 6 years to get my bachelor's degree. Like, I'm still in the middle of trying to situate it so I can get my degree. So I just feel like at this point, it's like, how much more money am I going to waste to go back to, like, be a veterinarian, you know?
Yeah.
So that's just one. And the other one is me not actually telling somebody how I actually feel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Who out of your friends is the most inspiring to you? You can name more than one.
The most inspiring?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking as you're thinking, I'm like...
Yeah, I really gotta think. Hold on.
I feel like I know my answer. Awkward silence, burp.
Okay. Honestly speak, I have three.
Okay. I think I have just about the same.
The first person is actually my mom. My mom grew up having a very rough upbringing. She didn't have either one of her parents, and she had lived with pretty much all alcoholics. And she was raised by my Aunt Lily when she was young, up until she was about 12 or 13. Then she moved in with my Uncle Johnny that I talked about earlier. Definitely my mom, because the way her upbringing is and how she just described her childhood and her young adulthood, like, she was one of those people that shouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, my mom should not have made it. And for her to be a licensed clinical social worker for over 30 years, working in a methadone program, and also now doing occupational therapy services as extra money on the side to help children who have disabilities on the side, like, my mom, that bitch. Like, The second person is my sister Melody. She went through a lot of stuff going on when she was 14 years old. She ended up basically being diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, which pretty much took over her life for a long period of time between hospitalization visits and suicide attempts and me having to take her to the ER at 2 a.m. from trying to kill herself, like all different medication changes. Like, she actually, in the midst of all of that going on, still graduated on time. She graduated with honors and she got into a really good college upstate, and she's now dorming and not paying a dime. So my sister's, like, mental health struggles, like, she was able to get through all of that to get to where she is now. Like, that to me is inspiring.
Word, Melody's awesome. That's a fact.
Like, Mel's the shit. Third inspiring person is Dom. Reason being is because Dom also was supposed to be the number one person who literally was not supposed to make it.
Yeah.
Between the shit that his parents put him through, the shit that was going on between, like, how he was raised and how he grew up and things that go on in his life now and just, like, shit with his family and stuff like that. Like, Dom definitely should have been one of those people that probably would have fell into, like, not, like, doing anything with himself career-wise, not getting an education, like, falling into drugs and everything. Like, yeah. But he actually, like, really made, like, well for himself. Like, if you honestly, if you really know him and you know how his upbringing was and how he grew up, like, he had a fucked up upbringing.
Yeah.
He's always had to move. He had to deal with his stepfather in jail and stuff like that. Like, he had a really bad upbringing. He did. There's even a lot of shit that I know about that, like, a lot of people do not know about that, like, happened, like, during childhood.
Yeah.
Type shit. So to me, he's very inspiring in that aspect. And the last person is, I'm not trying to do this again, but it's you. You do inspire me, Joe.
How?
Because, like, you've been through your own shit, you know? Like, you went through the shit that you went through last summer, and even just stuff that has happened with you, just the hours on ends of conversations we've had in this basement, and you always, like, stressing and having anxiety about small little things and just how drastic you've changed. Like, you got your college degree. Like, you're a para ed working for the Board of Ed. You have, like, your own podcast. Like, you fix up your own basement, your own space. You have family and friends that love you dearly. And you don't, you're not into drugs like that. You don't smoke. You don't do anything like that. You literally just go to work, you come home, you play guitar, do the podcast, hang out with a couple of friends. You're always there for people. You're always there to give a lending hand, giving advice to somebody. Like, and you also, you too, were another person that grew up without their parents that did yeah. really well for themselves, just like my mother.
Conversation in therapy just yesterday, kind of.
Yeah, so, no.
Thank you.
You do inspire me.
I appreciate that. I think my answer, it's going to sound so generic, but I just think it's, like, I think all my really close friends have something that, like, is very admirable and inspiring about them, like...
Please say Vince McMahon.
You know who recently, like, the past few months, like, I've kind of, like, thought is, like, yo, you do kind of inspire... Eric.
Like, Eric!
Eric, like,
my boy.
Eric has been on one or two episodes of the show before... Eric is a good friend of mine who I work with at my day job, and, man, like, he, like, just works hard. Like, he works hard, he cares about the job, and he also, like, he's a big, like, getting into shape, like, lately. And, dude, like, he's, like, up, like, on his Snap story sometimes, like, at 5 a.m, like, running and shit. Like, and he's, like, consistent with, like, running and, like, doing his thing, and, like, that's inspiring. Joel, who... Fucking when we knew him, well, when he was younger, oh my god, like, Joel was just on an episode that everybody really seemed to like, but, dude, like, once again, I'm not gonna put his business out there, but somebody who wasn't supposed to really make it in life, and, like, did a complete fucking, not even a 360, I don't know what fucking number.
He did, like, a 4590.
He's in killer shape. Like, he... got his own place. He has a great paying job. He's kick-ass, like, jujitsu fucking dude now. Yeah. And also, Joel, like, he's very strongly opinionated, but, like, the dude cares about people. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day. Like, Like, you and him aren't close, right? But, like, if something happened to you, like, he'd feel it. Like, 10,000%.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good dude. Drew, who I've said it 1,000 times on the show, so I won't go through.
Just like, I don't gotta explain it. Again. Yeah, no.
Lauren, like, with, like, her creativity and everything that she does with Erwin Creations, like...
Yeah, she's dope as hell. Lauren, she's the shit.
Works for herself. Lauren makes money for herself. With something she started from the ground up as a
literally
hobby. Like, that's fucking inspiring to the show. Like,
yeah.
To be honest, like, and I'm not saying it because you're two, but like, you and Dom, like, together, like, y'all been through some shit. Like,
yeah, we've been through some shit.
You're still, like, I won't air it out, obviously, but like, you guys, like, are still, like, together. That's very inspiring to me. Like, you guys care about each other so much that no matter what happens, at the end of the day, you guys are, like, right back to... Like, I can keep going on with this, like... again, from a creative aspect, Graves was on this show not too long ago, and, like, the way he thinks of shit, like, when he comes up with ideas, I'm like, why didn't I fucking think of that? Or, like...
Yeah.
I honestly think, like... He told me to call him John now. We've dropped the Graves thing. I apologize. John... is a very creative dude, and I think, like, I don't think he knows how giftedly creative he is, like, in his head.
Yeah.
Like, I can keep going, man. Like, I can be here all day. Like, Mike is inspiring to me, like, and his sense of loyalty to people.
I think it's one of those, like, things where...
Brandon's fucking inspiring to me, like, the co-host of the show, like...
Like, a lot of people that you keep close to you are inspiring people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think it's just that change of the social circle I went through. Yeah. And how much closer everything that happened with me and other people brought me to everybody else.
Mm.
Like, I think, like, everybody... I think that's what keeps the show going and what keeps me going is, like, how everybody else is... admirable, inspiring traits, I think it keeps me going. And I don't think I say that enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Brandon, like I said, Brandon's another big one. Brandon's very inspiring to me. But everybody I'm fucking close to has something.
Is there someone you don't tell enough how much you appreciate and care about him or her?
I think Lauren... I think Lauren and her family, I think... I always call that, like, my second home. Mm-hmm. Like, my second or third home. Like, there's a tie between that and Drew at the house. Like, I feel like those are my second homes.
Yeah.
But, just, like, that. I went through, like, some shit, like, years ago where I wasn't staying at home for a week, and they opened their doors to me, like, without question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just, like, they're, like, just great people. Lauren's a great person. Her family is just great people. I feel like sometimes I don't say it enough.
Yeah.
Like, how thankful I am that I have them in my life. Like, they treat me like I'm their own. Like, when I go in there, like, I feel like they're, like, my uncles and aunts.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, my mom, like, and, like, my little brother, like, Jeremy. Like, it's a very warm feeling, like, when I'm in that home. I feel like sometimes I don't say it enough.
Nah, I feel that.
Oof, getting a little heavy over here, too. Fuck. I feel like we can't answer each other for this because the long ass paragraphs we've sent each other.
Yeah.
Because I was initially going to say you, and I was like, we fucking tell each other all the time. We're gay.
Yeah, we're in that, so. Don't tell how much you appreciate and care about him/her. Honestly speaking, it's Drew, Mike, and Gaston. And the reason why is because when I'm not around to kind of keep Joe afloat or to kind of be able to pick up that phone call or be able to hang out with him that one night or to kind of, like, be there for him, like, if I can't, like, one of those three I know for a fact are there. And I feel like, and I know for a fact that, like, when you're kind of with one of those three or you're, like, around one of those three or you're talking to one of those three, like, I know that you're okay. And I know that you're always going to be straight, especially Drew, too. Like, I know, like, he's going to keep you straight.
Yeah.
And, like, give you, like, the advice that you need and stuff like that to kind of, like, keep yourself going. So, honestly speaking, it's them three.
Fuck, I wanted to end this episode without crying.
Sorry.
Last question. What goal...
My bad.
No, it's fine. What goal do you have before the next year's over?
Like, 2020?
Yeah, like, because 2019 is coming to a halt. So, like, from now till the 2021.
From now till 2021, okay. What is your goal? Honestly speaking, my goal is to really submerge myself into my wellness and my health. Like, honestly, like, to just lose weight or to also just, like, start to become a little bit more healthier because I feel like the last couple of months I've been kind of going through this thing that I'm getting older now. Because, like, it honestly did not hit me that I'm turning 25 in December. Yes, I'm turning 20 fucking 5. So I'm getting, like, I'm just getting older now. Like, you could start to see little things, like, in terms of, like, stress, like, on your face. And you're starting to, like, see yourself in a different type of image. And you're just like, shit, like, I don't want to be like this, like, when I'm, like, 60 or 70 years old. Like, having a hard time losing, like, weight.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be in really great shape and I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
So I've kind of just been on this little, like, kick lately to just really, like, get better with my health, like, and my wellness, honestly.
I think that's one for me, too. I want to just get in better shape and start eating better. But I feel like that's a long-term goal. I think before 2020 ends, I definitely just want to reach a broader audience with this content.
That's a good goal.
I think we got a lot of, like, good people around that have been on the show and have been in videos and stuff that mm-hmm. there's the perfect amount of cooks in the kitchen. There's not too much. Like, you're not saying too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that could be a cause for a disaster. I think we have just the right amount. And I think everybody has such a unique personality to them that, from an audience perspective, a lot of people can relate to us.
Yeah.
In different ways. So that's my big goal. So that was fun, I think.
That was different. How much time did we spend, like, making everyone's ears bleed?
Just got over an hour.
Wow, okay.
So the reason why, before I end this, that I did this for the suicide prevention episode, I feel like if you're listening and you're hearing us answer these questions, it might make you think how you would answer these, which is kind of what I went through when I heard Joe and Danny do it on the Basement Yard. They answered different ones. Mm-hmm. There's like maybe three in here that I definitely put in here. Mm. But it made me think, like, wow, how would I answer that question? Like, I've never thought about something like that before.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll give you just a different perspective, like, on your life currently, or a struggle you're going through, or to reach out more to your support system, and, like, reach out more to your friends. But I do want to end this episode by saying, obviously, if you've made it this far and you've been listening to us for a while, or you're just new listening, there's a lot of raunchy shit that goes on this show, and immature stuff that goes on in the videos and the podcast, but, like, I described it, the podcast, to somebody recently as we have a dirty mind but a good heart.
Yes, we always have a good heart over here.
So I will end this by saying if you or anybody you know is struggling, please reach out to the Suicide Prevention Hotline and know that there are people out here that care about you. Coming from two people and everybody that's been on the show, to be perfectly honest, that has went through their own trials and tribulations and have been in very dark places before. And still go through their own trials and tribulations that the last thing we want to hear is a story about even somebody we don't know taking their own life. So please use any resource you can and know that it does get better. Tina, is there anything you want to end this off on?
Just for everyone to know that there are people out there that will help you and that there are people out there that do love and care about you very much. And you may not think that, but it is out there. And even us here at the Audio Asylum, we are always here to help and to talk to anyone that may need it as well, especially if they're in an emergency situation. But as Joe did state, please utilize the suicide hotline and definitely contact and use your resources as much as you can. You have resources in schools now that are willing to help. There are also work resources. You have coworkers, family, friends, peers. There's always someone that's going to be there to listen and to talk. You just have to be able to speak up.
Exactly. I couldn't say any better myself. Guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'm not even going to end this episode on the usual on the usual slogan. Just be kind to one another, guys.
Peace. Stay safe.
Word.